Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than learning about the birds and the bees from your nana. You can listen to us on 93.5 FM. Well, I was going to say 11:10 AM, but you can't because it's dark and our AM signal's gone. But it's fun to pretend. If you like static, go to 11:10 AM. And where we have a lot of our listeners, WTBQ.com. If you'd like to chat with us, you can call us at 845-651-1110 or instant message us on the Davin's Den Facebook page. While you're there, please click like. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined in studio by the lady who gets to catch the drummer from the Ramones sticks every night, Pip Helix.
Oh, thank you very much.
He's getting applause for catching the sticks.
I push all those other biatches out of the way.
Really?
Yeah.
My kid's sitting there and you had to go to that.
Well, you know.
My kid's in studio tonight because Joe Curry is not.
I know.
Well, Joe. We've replaced Joe with a 5-year-old. It's a push, that move. But Joe is doing a comedy gig down the Jersey Shore, so we're sure Joe's going to knock it out of the park and work on the board for the full 2 hours. Yes, 2 hours. The man with a mouthful of fish. Doing a fish. The Lou Gehrig of WTBQ, Mr. Richard Ball.
Oh, now we have dog barking.
We have dogs?
For him. Okay.
All right, Rich. I don't even know what that means.
He's in the doghouse again?
Probably.
Poor Rich.
I got to tell you, Pip, it's been about a month. It's been over a month since I've actually done one of these shows from this studio.
I know.
So it's good to be back here.
Rich didn't recognize you.
Well, you know, I was wearing a burka. It's good that I described it. Yeah, we're not doing the podcast tonight. We're not from the compound tonight. We'll be back in the compound in a few weeks. I do want to thank all the members of the compound and actually all the listeners of TBQ. We were echoey last week for a good part of the show, and the members of the compound stopped insulting us long enough to tell us.
All they did was start going, Ricola.
We hate you guys, but we'd like you to be clearer why we hate you.
Yes, we'd like to hate it much more.
Actually, you know what? Those are just a very vocal minority. We had over 4,000 hits.
I know.
Live. So the compound has been represented as well. And also I want to thank the TBQ listeners who went over there to watch it and also who called into the studio, the station, when we were echoing.
Fantastic.
So we appreciate that. You know, we'd love you guys to call on the show at 845-651-1110. But you probably won't. But why would you?
Oh, business as usual.
Why would you call? You would only get spoken to nicely. There is no reason for us to give you any of our attention. But if you want to call, if you want some of our attention, we're here. So good to be back at TBQ.
Yeah.
The instant chat, you know, if you guys want to chat with me, I'm here like we've done for a long time. The instant chat on Facebook is much different than the instant chat on from the compound.
Oh,
for instance,
the
people who instant chat with us here on Facebook have not mastered the scrolling swastika yet.
No, they haven't.
That is something for you guys to work towards.
I'm not even sure how they did that, but I really don't want to ask.
They're very talented miscreants.
Yes, they are. They work at that.
We love them like a virus.
So ba-dum-bum.
There you go. Did you vote?
Actually, I didn't.
What was your reason?
I was at work until after it was too late for me to get home into another state to vote. So I didn't make it there. I should have done it before work, but I had no idea that the workday was going to turn to you know what so badly.
So you're living in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I live in New York. I actually live in Warwick. I get calls from Mayor Cory Booker of Newark to vote. New Jersey is calling me to vote.
Come on down.
That's how corrupt the system is. They don't care what state I live in. They just want my vote. I did not vote. I usually do a good job of voting. There was a couple reasons why I did not vote. First of all, when you take my lovely daughter out of school,
yeah,
and now I have to watch her all day.
Makes it tough.
It makes it a little tougher for me to vote. But that being said, the icing on the cake for me is I'm sitting at home on Sunday afternoon watching the last 5 minutes of the Giants Patriots game, which was an excellent game, and go Big Blue. I'm not a Giants fan, but I was very thrilled to see them beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. If you call me in the fourth quarter of that game, I'm not voting for you. That's my rule.
Are they crazy?
And you know what? The side I usually vote for, the left, it was them.
Unbelievable.
What are they thinking?
What are they thinking? They're calling people during the football game?
Listen, I love my town. I love my state. I love my country. But, I love football.
More.
We have priorities. I'm sure there's a lot of football fans out there who feel the same way. We got a lot of good stuff to get to tonight. It's going to be a sexy show.
Woo!
We got a lot of sex. But don't worry. It's not a podcast, so we're going to keep the clothing on tonight.
Oh,
so
darn.
You're lucky.
Sorry, Rich. oh no, Rich, put him back on.
Rich, put that submarine sandwich away. I don't want to see your meatballs anyway.
Or your lunch.
So I know the Ramones had a show. It was the Ramones or was it the Baghdadios?
No, it was the Baghdadios.
Your husband's in so many bands.
I know he is.
So they did a show down by the marathon?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
Well, along the marathon route, they have, a bunch of entertainment. And so they've been at this particular place on the marathon. Not my husband, per se, because he wasn't in the band the whole time. But they've been there for 11, 12 years in a row in the same spot.
For the marathon?
Yeah. They always play the side of
the marathon.
Are
they ever
going to
run?
No.
There's nothing better than seeing a bassist trying to run a marathon.
Chug down the street, Yeah, no, the only running that's going to happen is us running away from the people that live two doors down, which is a women's shelter for people who just got out of prison. Very interesting clientele.
You know what? If I was a band,
yeah,
I would want to be located there because those girls are like the easiest groupies ever.
They are.
I mean, let's think about the positives. You could be a nobody band. Like, you could be the equivalent of me in radio as a rock band. You're going to get some.
Oh.
Because those girls are happy to see you.
Oh.
Now, they probably don't like it rough. They're probably a little skittish. Shake it off, girls. But let's be a team player. What, you don't want me to pull your hair? Fine. Whatever.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. If you have a band and you want to bring some attention to your band, definitely get some of these women out there dancing in front of you because they're pros. She was doing things to the tree on the side of the road that I really can't even discuss.
Wait, they were outside?
Oh, yeah, they were outside.
She was grinding to a
maple. She was grinding.
I bet she got wood.
No!
Oh, you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
That's why we have an extra hour. Jokes just like that.
It was really...
So they're doing it while the people are running?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because it's sort of good because there are so many crowds out there that cheering.
Yeah, handing out Gatorade.
Yeah, no, they're a lot of people along the route are cheering for the runners, and
and the band in the background doesn't care.
No, they just play whatever. But a lot.
I think they really like us. They're cheering. No, an Ethiopian just put on a sneaker. They've never seen anything like that before.
Oh God. No, and the road is littered with banana peels. I mean,
littered with. Is that a racist comment?
No, insert shtick here. No, literally, they give them bananas to keep up their.
Really? They give the African runners bananas?
No, not just the African runners, damn it. They give all the runners bananas and water.
Yeah, but don't you slip on the
sponges.
Peel? Waka waka?
There's somebody over in the gutter. I'm just waiting for that to happen one time. Not that I want one of the runners to hurt themselves.
Oh, I do.
But
listen, we root for crashes in NASCAR. I root for a crash in a marathon. I don't care. Bunch of skinny Africans all tangled up and everything.
Oh, please, that's not the only people running. You have to see, this is quite a spectacle. Have you ever gone?
No. Why would I and witness running?
Because
I could see little children leaving my house every Halloween doing the same thing, leaving in terror. Why would I go and witness that?
Well, there are a lot of neat things that happen, particularly at that spot. I've never sat along any other route of the... Notice I said sat along the route anyplace else. But there's one of those free hugs guys that holds up a sign.
Free hugs?
Yeah.
You mean Jerry Sandusky?
I don't know what his name is.
No, the free hugs, that's the Penn State defensive coordinator that was hugging all the little boys.
Oh, no, 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 oh, no.
Oh! So we'll get to that. Well, he's holding up a sign. Come on, hug me.
Not that kind of hug, damn it.
Well, then I'm not interested.
No.
We'll make kiddie porn fun.
No, the guy was cool.
And I'm sure he was.
People would stop and hug him. It's really,
really?
Weird. Yes, all the time. And did you ever see the show, what is it? Darn it.
What are you having a Rick Perry moment?
I am. What was that other thing I want to abolish?
Rich is going nuts. Rich is going nuts. What I love about Rich is he actually knows current events, unlike most of my comedy audiences. He stare at me.
No, did you ever see the show Tough Love Miami?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, we watch it. We're a couple of shows behind, but yeah, we watch it.
And that guy Steve is telling the girls what they're doing wrong and dating. The the free hugs guy looks a lot like that guy, Steve Ward, from the Tough Love Miami show.
Oh, so the girls just want to get with him because he's hot.
No, he's, I mean, this guy is a little bit more out of shape than Steve, but he could be his brother.
You know what? You know
it's
what?
Very weird.
We have some of the listeners coming in. We want to give a shout-out to Joe Padula and Brendan McCool.
Okay.
Brendan writes, and he better stick around. He said, a little too early for the Sandusky stuff. Really? 6:15 is too early? You're not going to like what's coming up, mister.
No.
Strap it on, much like if you were one of Sandusky's touched people. No, that's the name of Sandusky's book. We're going to do that stuff. He's a vile human being.
But we're going to do that.
So there's a free hug person that looks like Steve Ward. That's
right.
The guy's name.
There's that. And every year there's a bunch of women, and I wish I knew what their cause was, but there's a bunch of women who run in decorated bras.
Well, you might as well be festive when you show your boobies.
Oh, they're absolutely very festive.
I'm surprised Richard hasn't gone down there.
He will now.
Rich, when you talk to me, talk on microphone. Gosh!
You're allowed to talk to us, you know.
Rich, you could talk to us.
We can't read. That's not a nice sign language.
Swallow. Swallow.
Hey.
That sandwich is so good.
What's so good?
It's got a little turkey and some ham and some
cheese. Rich, I don't care about your stupid sandwich.
Okay.
Now you asked him to talk to you.
No,
we
were talking about the bras. Rich mouthed something to me.
Yeah.
And then he gets on and he talks about a sandwich.
Continue on. Go back to sleep.
Oh, I'm going to go back to sleep.
It's like, my family's back. Something happened.
I thought I was the queen of non sequiturs, but Rich is trying to knock me off of my throne tonight.
why are they back inside?
Oh, I'm hearing myself in the headphones.
Rich, you got us on delay.
Hearing the delay. That's really funny.
Well, Cinderella's been rescued.
Oh, good. Okay.
Bye, Cinderella.
Nah, that's all right.
All right, so there's these women with these...
They're decorated bras, uh-huh. And then there are a lot of people who wear their, they put their names on their shirts, or they have their country on them. So like
their country?
Well, not the entire country.
Brazil? Wow. You see what I did?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, well, I heard what you did there.
Well, we don't have a drum roll. Rich, get off the porn sites. RedTube will be there when the show is over.
RedTube? I don't know.
My boys know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Joe Padula is looking at his friend right now. He's sitting hanging out with a girl. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, right. He's saying, I have no idea what he's talking about, dear. I don't do those things.
I love our fans.
Yeah, sure they do.
I might block them from getting laid. It's like they're hanging out with me. If I was a wingman, I'd be like one of the Wright brothers. I'm good for 12 seconds, and then it's just all crashing down to the earth.
Boom. So did I tell you about his last relationship? Boom.
Hey, did he tell you about those crabs? All right, so we got these fancy bras. We got the cereal hugger.
They also have Larry the Lighthouse.
What?
Yeah, there's a guy that dresses up as a lighthouse. He runs the whole friggin' marathon dressed as a lighthouse.
He runs as a lighthouse.
Yes, he does. He's coming up towards the end of the run. I didn't see him this year, but he's been there every other year.
You didn't see him this year?
Well, you know what? I wasn't...
Maybe a ship finally plowed into him. Larry the Lighthouse?
Larry the Lighthouse. I swear, there a chicken ran by.
A chicken?
Well,
the Ethiopians were chasing it.
Hell, party for two. Yeah, we'll take any table at all. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on. But the one thing that was really a downer about being in that position, these kids upstairs from Dan and Eddie's were having a party on the fourth floor, and their stupid guests were sitting out on the fire escape, flinging their live cigarette butts down from the fire escape onto the crowd. And the first butt that flew past me, I said, okay, where'd that come from? And I wasn't really sure. The second one landed on my husband's drum kit. Now I am on fire.
Uh-oh, protective.
I was done. So
Did you drop the gloves?
I dropped the gloves, and I threw on the lanyard.
See, the who?
The lanyard.
What the hell's that?
The thing is, to get past the barricades, because we have to, like, unload their equipment and everything,
yeah.
We have, like, an official pass, and we wear these lanyards that say volunteers of the, you know, New York Marathon.
Okay.
So I saw where it was coming from. I went to the door. I pushed both buttons for that floor. I ran up the stairs.
Really? You went up there to confront?
I did. I ran up there. Look, if it's going to rain down lit cigarettes on my head, somebody's going to get in trouble.
It's funny. I years ago, we did comedy gigs. People threw stuff at us all the time.
Yeah.
All you did was stick and move.
I did.
You never confront. But that's your husband. I get that.
No, it was. It was the one that went past me. I was like, you idiot. The one that landed on his kit and actually burned it. Now, yeah. So I'm like, now I'm literally on fire. So, you know, but nobody was throwing lit cigarettes at us, Davin, back in the day. They were throwing fruit.
No, that's nasty.
They were throwing napkins. You know, those things I could
handle.
They were
throwing up.
That lot. I got that
So
lot.
What happened when you confronted them?
Well, so funny, because the girl that came to the door, I was like, I need to see who is the owner of this apartment. I am. She must have been like a day out of college. And she looked at me all wide-eyed. And I see her eyeballs. I forgot I had it on. I see her eyeballs look down at the pass on my chest, and I'm like,
they always look at your boobs.
Everybody. I was like, it's so funny. She looked down. I'm like, she thinks this means something. Unbelievable. So I said, I need whoever's throwing lit cigarettes off of your fire escape to stop throwing them down at the crowd, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, we're sorry. And so she closes the door, and I hear somebody go, are we in trouble? They're so young and naive.
They don't realize you're a nobody.
They don't realize I'm nobody. And I have absolutely zilcho power over them.
Did you tell them you got a radio show?
It was great now.
You could have made them listeners.
Oh, I know. I could
have. Listen, if you keep that up, you're not going to be able to listen to our show. We know you want to listen to the Den.
It wasn't a moment to push the show. I wasn't going to whore myself
such
out.
There's no moment to push the show.
Oh, I wasn't going to whore myself out to the cigarette flingers, you know?
Why?
I know.
You whore yourself out for less.
You beat me to it.
So the band was good?
Yeah, the band was great.
Good.
Yeah, people are actually clapping for them. They were happy.
I wanted them to stop. Listen, you're distracting us from handing this Ethiopian a Gatorade.
Well, actually, the singer always says, you're clapping because we're done, aren't you?
It's the thing about radio. Nobody claps. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was fun. Except for the reign of terror from the fire escape. It was a really good thing. And the dancing was phenomenal.
The dancing?
The dancing from the women's shelter.
So these are like all ex-strippers?
This one appeared to be. She was good. She had game.
Was she hot?
I think certain people would think so.
Who? Blind people? Is she hot? Describe her.
Well, she was a sort of petite to medium build black lady with she had great hair. She had this wild fro, like tight curls, but blonde.
That's where you hide your shiv in prison.
Well, there could have been several of them in there because she had a lot of hair.
So she doesn't use conditioner.
No, it was awesome. It was wild.
Really? And it was awesome?
It was. It was wild and blonde. And she
blonde
was,
on a black lady. I'm sure that was natural.
It was. What are you saying? So she's dancing around. The funniest thing, though, at first, because, you know, some of the band's friends were showing up and saying hi and stuff. And the girls
were... To the black lady?
No, to me.
I remember you from prison. Remember that conjugal? Those were good times. I remember when your hair was nice.
I remember when I bought you for a couple cigarettes. You were great.
Maybe that's why they were throwing them down from her. Maybe the more cigarettes they throw, the more she dances. I would make a stripper dance for cigarettes.
That was change. The cigarettes coming down.
I'd make a stripper dance for change.
She had on... like jeans, but then she also at first had I don't know what they were, these, like, it looked like the tops of pajama bottoms, like, sticking up out of her pants.
They were probably the tops of pajama
bottoms. I think that they were. It was pretty.
Yes, I love making fun of the disadvantaged.
It's nice. It's my hobby.
A prisoner who's probably been beaten by some pimp who probably was touched by her dad is entertaining you and your stupid band friends while people – you're a horrible human being.
Thank you.
That's what I love about you. I wish I was there so I could have made fun of her too.
We would have had a ball.
Listen, man, I'm Jewish. I don't make it rain. I'll make it drizzle, though. I would have been throwing the nickels, the quarters. We would have had a good time with her.
Make it drizzle.
I'll be throwing coupons at her. I'll be like, come on, I'll let you supersize at McDonald's. Chance, you whore.
That's just a light fog.
Yeah, that's why they don't let me at such big events like Marathon.
You kind of just walked up, you know.
Walking a marathon? What a fat slug. He won't even jog up to the band. He's walking. He's got a barrel of Twinkies behind him. What a sloven piggy he is.
You know, I have to tell you, though, there were some pretty big folks that were running in this marathon.
Well, it was a very short marathon for them.
Yeah, but we were at mile 18, and they were still
chugging. So what's like the over-under on cardiac arrest? Like, which mile? Because that's what I'd be betting on. I'd be betting on somebody to drop. What, no?
No, I
Come
don't
on,
think
you
so.
See a big fat SOB running.
I
you
did.
Know he's not finishing. This is the wrong event to start your new workout regime.
I know. I thought about that. I joked to somebody, yeah, I'll run next year. And then we all burst into tears laughing.
Yeah, you ain't running.
No, I'm not running. You're I'm running. Not even walking. No. I can't even walk alongside the
Listen,
marathon.
It was
route.
Hard for you to press the button to get on the second floor to yell at those poor college kids.
Let me tell you something. I was not so intimidating when I was like heaving in between each statement. You know, your friends are throwing cigarettes.
I understand. You're sweating in places you didn't know you could sweat. I know. It's hard to get up to the... Thank God it wasn't a walk-up. They'd still be throwing cigarettes.
It was a walk-up.
But you took an elevator.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I
took the stairs.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know.
You had your own little personal marathon.
I did. That was my stairmaster for the day. I'm done.
For the day? Who are you kidding?
Went downstairs, had a couple of cigarettes. I'm better now.
You're a big slug like me. You got a job where you don't move.
I know. I'm parked on that chair.
That's why you work in radio. You sit here for 2 hours.
I know. Where can you get a better gig?
We have her hooked up to an inhaler so she can make it for the second hour. trying to hope sure the lungs are good. Rich is getting carpal tunnels. He's got one hand on his mouth. The other hand we can't see. I'm messing here. I love being back at the station.
It's just an average Thursday. I love it here.
It's good to be back here.
It is.
Yeah, it's good. So that was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to think of what else happened. But, I mean, I did get to see his band and his other band play on Friday night, too, which is kind of sad because usually some of our friends come out and watch mm-hmm. the band. But everybody was busy. So
funny how that happens.
I know.
It kind of mimics my comedy career and the radio show.
Oh, yeah. I well remember the days begging people to come to my shows. And, yeah, no. It was... You and me. But I sat down at this, you know, they have those bar tables that are a little too high for short people to get up on the chairs. I plunked down at one of those.
Really? Did you need a spotter for that?
I did. I needed a Sherpa.
You're so sad.
I know. So I climbed up onto the bar stool. I sat at my little table for one facing the band. And people are looking at me like, what the hell?
She's totally going to get with the lead singer. No, she's with the drummer.
She's with the drummer. And there was this one little battery-operated light on the table. So I turned it on, and I had my little romantic evening by myself watching the band play.
Your life is sad.
I know. It's totally sad. Everybody, stop.
We give hope to everybody else.
I know. Well, see, I just tell these stories so that the listening audience feels that much better about themselves.
You tell these stories, and they clamor, when is Psychic Cindy going to be on?
And we're sick of Psycho Cindy here.
Dim with Dawn. Yeah. That's a good story. You're supporting your man. That's good.
There you go.
That's good. I didn't do anything as exciting as that.
No?
This weekend. I had a birthday on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
that's
older,
right.
But not as old as you.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you were going for the kill. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank
again.
You. Thank you. So we went to a Mexican restaurant that took forever.
And then you gave
it was great Mexican.
And then
food.
You gave your present to your wife later.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
No, it was good Mexican food. But it took forever. It was like the grand opening, the Cancun Inn, Sugarloaf. Apparently they were getting the food and the Mexicans from the border. It took forever. But it was good stuff. And then Saturday, big bar mitzvah. Went to a bar mitzvah. That's how I roll. That's how I roll, kids. Went to my cousin's son's bar mitzvah or my cousin's bar mitzvah at my old temple, Orthodox temple.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? It's just like Satan walking into the church. You know it's going to hurt. You know it's going to – I mean, some of the people are really cool,
yeah.
And it's nice to see them again. But, I mean, I was always a ne'er-do-well there. I mean, I had hair down in the middle of my back.
Yeah.
I had an earring when I was going to temple. I never wanted to go to temple. I went for my dad, and now I don't have to. But I went. It's good to see some of the people. I see the rabbi who had an intervention with me when I was, like, 17.
Oh, man, you're kidding.
Yeah, well, I was dating a shiksa, a non-Jew.
Wait, hold on. I'm too busy clutching the pearls. I can't think for a moment.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't give her a pearl necklace.
Oh!
Say that on the air. But,
we're
so
just talking about jewelry.
This was my first girlfriend. So, Irish, Catholic, redheaded, Scorpio, psychopath.
Oh, wait. A couple of those are good. Some of them bad.
Long relationship. My dad wanted this to end.
Oh, yeah.
So he thought bringing in the Orthodox rabbi, bringing in the rabbi from the bullpen was going to be a good move. Really? You have no idea who you're dealing with. He's like, oh, well, you know, you're really hurting your father. So your father. I'm like, walk it off. you know, I don't want to hear this because I'm in love. And you tell me not to do, you tell me not to be with her. I'm going to get five more Catholic girls on top of her.
Oh, hey, now there's a party.
Five more girls on top of her.
Wait, hold on. Rich is fanning himself vigorously right now. I think that's
himself. Five Catholic girls on top of him right now.
In his mind.
So I got to see that. It's always been tense.
Yeah,
you can't have an intervention with like a 17-year-old,
please.
And it's like it's like the rabbi and my dad and my mom. And my mom feels terrible about this. My mom was really cool as hell during this whole thing, you know, when that was going on.
Nice.
My mom was still on a cruise in Bermuda. She wasn't coming back for a bar mitzvah. My dad flew back early for the bar mitzvah.
Nice.
And everything, but it's like completely cool because like now my dad knows that I drove to temple.
Oh. You drove.
We drove to temple. I live in Orange County, New York. That's a long walk.
I know, but couldn't you? Least drive.
I didn't pull up to the driveway.
I was going to say, could you park down the street?
The
maybe?
Hey, send the rabbi out. We got. Someone going to help me with this stuff?
It's the worst thing to do.
No.
That's like a drive-by for Orthodox Jews when you drive up to temple. You're killing me. You're killing me, son.
Brendan, one of our listeners, is saying, I hope you guys didn't have chicken liver at the bar mitzvah. My wife had the chopped liver. Excellent, by the way. I didn't have it. He goes, there was a situation where the kosher chicken liver wasn't cooked through some Jewish company, and several people are in the hospital because of it. Non-kosher chicken liver isn't going to kill you.
Ah.
Uncooked chicken. Brendan, if you're listening, if you want, call in 845-651-1110, because I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
We gotta, I'll take a break in a couple seconds here. Hold on, Rich. But that was my big thing. Went to the bar mitzvah. I'm really proud of my little cousin. You know, he did the whole reading from the Torah and everything.
Barach Adonai. That's all I know.
Yes, you just said the Lord's name in vain.
I did.
Have some uncooked chicken liver.
You know, table in hell, party for one.
Don't worry, I'll be there with you.
Okay, party of two again.
I'm really proud. But it's hard for me to go back to the temple because they're all praying, and I am just in there for to hear my cousin. And then I go out, and in the hallway, there's all these kids playing cards.
What?
They're playing cards like it's a casino.
They're gambling in
temple?
They're
gambling!
Wait a second. Isn't that when Jesus went walking through and threw the tables all over the place because of that kind of stuff?
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what he was objecting to. Well, then again, you know, he was just like a nice Jewish boy from down the street in your area, so it doesn't matter what he did.
But, you know, it's all Jewish kids.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a good thing they're not playing for money, because that's when the arguing would have, like, started and everything. They're arguing over pennies and all. It just would have been ugly. I was very happy, because if it was a Catholic event, like, there would have been kids topless. But it was all, but the priest would have been dealing and everything. But but all the kids were fully clothed, and we're going to get to naked kids. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of that in the news. All right. We got to take a break. You were listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ. We're going to be back in a few short seconds.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that'll make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Time sure does fly when you're having a great time. Yes, it's been 5 years since the Chester Diner opened its doors in Chester, New York, and we loved every minute of it. And during that time, it's been our privilege to bring you great food and make sure you can order breakfast all day, every day, from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We always strive to bring you some of the most innovative specials, as well as that classic diner fare that we all love. And as a family-owned business, we always make sure there are great selections for the kids, and understand that sometimes you just want to grab a quick bite on the run, so we make sure we have fast, convenient takeout. You've welcomed the Chester Diner into the community, and because of that support, we want to say thank you. This November, we are offering a free shrimp cocktail for every entree you order. That's right, free. In addition, we are raffling off a big screen TV and other fabulous prizes throughout the month of November. For 5 years, you've known the location for great food at great prices has been the Chester Diner in Chester, New York, located at 67 Brookside Avenue. And as always, you can call us at 845-469-4488. That's 845-469-4488. Or look us up on the web at thechesterdiner.com. So please come in and celebrate our five-year anniversary with us this November, and we look forward to many more years of serving you the best food around.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Paul Nebraski, host of Morning Energy with Nebraski. Tune into my show every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. on WTBQ to learn about home energy efficiency, home improvements, and much more.
WTBQ.
Clouds will be on the increase this evening with mostly cloudy skies continuing overnight along with the chance of some showers, becoming cooler as lows drop down to the upper 30s by morning. Now for the day tomorrow, it looks like a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Highs will top out around 45. Now Friday night, partly cloudy, lows drop down to a chilly 30 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, looks like sunshine returns with a high 50 to 55. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM. No AM because it's dark. WTBQ.com. If you want to instant message us on Facebook, feel free. I am hanging out with Pip Helix. We just wasted a half an hour talking about our weekend. We had a good time. Brendan's giving me some awful story about Jews getting sick over non-kosher chopped liver. Really, Brendan? Joe Padula's hanging out somewhere trying to get with this girl, Stephanie. I'm sure they're just friends, but, you know, it's a war. He's the service. Cover your head, whatever head that may be. We got a good show tonight. We got a lot of sex talk.
And yeah.
We'll get to that. This has been the foreplay.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
This is your radio foreplay.
I thought it was us spending more time talking about our weekends than we actually spent on the weekend.
No, this is the radio foreplay. So if you're driving home, I'm sorry your nipples are hard and chafe, but I'm just spending my time because I don't want to cheat you.
And attached to your battery.
What?
Oh, you know, never mind.
You're crazy. All right, so I've been spending a lot of time on the road. We spend a lot of time on the road. You see a lot of commercials because you don't have the DVR to fast forward stuff. And I've been noticing a trend. There are more and more products out there that are geared to make you look better for a very short amount of time. There's the spray-on hair.
I know.
There's the Spanx that make guys thinner. There's the lifts. There's the fake eyelashes. There's the extensions. There's the Wonder Bra. There's the Stuff Bra. There's the pad your pants for a bulge in the front so you look like you got it going on with the schlong, but you don't.
I like that one. For me.
I bet you do. There's the colored contact lenses. There's the toupees. Nobody at the station would ever wear a toupee.
No, that would never happen.
There's hair extensions. Not rich. There's girdles. There's everything. Have you ever... Stupid. Breaking the station. Have you ever done any of this stuff?
I confess that going to some kind of fancy thing, I have gotten myself wedged into one of those torture garments, Spanx. And let me tell you, a lot of those don't leave any room for forget having to go to the bathroom later. Once you're in this garment, you are in. You're in for good. And the thing is, though, that this is really, you have to be with your partner for a long time if you're going to wear this garment. Because
they have to love you.
Oh, if you're going to get down to sexy times, this is not a pretty garment coming off.
But the whole point of these garments is to get you in.
Yeah,
so you can get. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, it's to get, a lot of times it's to get you in to the clothes. But, I mean, the little red lines around everywhere the sausage casing that conform to you on is not attractive. Later on, it's going to be quite a letdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the padded bra.
No.
I don't understand that. I mean, that's not an issue you've ever had.
That's bait and switch. No, no.
That's bait and switch.
It
you
is.
Can't return the boobies.
It is. No, totally. It's like, okay, you know, we've got these items on sale, boys. Oh, and they're not on the shelf anymore. No, you know what? No, I did have a problem with that. I was flat chested until I was like 23 years old. Don't spit up the water you just drank.
Hey, listen, if you guys have ever done any things or been victim of a bait and switch, as Pip just said, numbers 845-651-11. 710. Some of you guys are Facebooking me, and I appreciate that. You want to call and share your stories. There's a line or two. Well, Rich is on.
How about that spray on hair?
Have you ever seen that, Rich?
I'm not going to mention the name of the company. It's a well-known company.
Okay.
They have the Kitchen Magician and a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, then you know it's a good product.
Then you know it's good. But the guy that did it, it's in a small studio. The people are sitting on folding chairs.
Yes.
And he's up there, and he has this, what looks like it's a regular spray, a can of Chemtone spray. And he has a little bald spot. And all these people are cheering him on, and he holds up.
He
holds up the mirror, and so he can see the back of his head.
Wait, you witnessed one of these demonstrations?
Well, I saw it on TV.
Oh, okay, okay.
And somebody then, else who can't sleep at night.
So then he sprays where the spot is. And all of this dark-colored paint blends in with.
Why wouldn't you just go to Home Depot, get the can, and tag
That's right.
yourself?
Yeah.
And so he sprays himself, uh-huh. and it does cover it up. And then everybody in the audience, they just, you know, they're in awe. They just give him applause because it looks so good.
You know what else covers far? You know whatever else covers up male pattern balding? And my father knows this. A yarmulke.
That's right.
Get with
That's
the awesome. Judaism, people. Put on the yarmulke. It's a lot cheaper. And when it rains, you don't look like Tammy Faye Baker when she's crying.
So true.
It's worth a conversion.
Absolutely. Cut off your schmeckle. Put on a yarmulke. Deal with the pattern balding. That's what we're talking about. We are here to help you.
I was in a community theater play with a guy who decided that was going to make his character.
Really?
So, yeah, I know. It was just an excuse to try it out, I'm pretty sure. So he sprayed this little helmet on. And
I would totally get the waterproofing version.
Oh, there has to be, because this was ridiculous. He started getting, you know, nervous and hot under the lights on the stage, and so his hat started raining down his face.
His hat. He had a very sad hat. How do you know? Were you in a scene with him?
No, I wasn't. I was actually watching this performance, and I was really up in front, and I started sweating for him because I'm like, oh my God, here comes his hair.
See, it's a good thing I wasn't at that show, because I'm a jerk. I'd be like, hey, nice head. No, nobody notices. You fooled us.
I know. It's like Black Niagara Falls coming down the bridge of his nose. No, it's No.
I think the toupee is worse. I mean, there's better technology.
I know.
See, I might be going bald. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. My wife says I am, but I think she's just doing that to knock me down a peg. Rich is going to tell me if I'm going bald.
You look good.
Thank you, Rich.
You still look good.
That means a lot coming from you.
If I
could be a sexy piece of ass for you, mister.
But listen, in today's culture, bald men are fashionable.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of great-looking bald guys
out
there.
But I'm a Jew. If we see a bald guy, we're thinking friggin' skinhead. Go away. You know, wait, that's why I would shave my head completely bald, but then my family would run for me. Hey, note to self.
Next time there's a bar mitzvah.
You know what? I would possibly get the hair plugs.
Yeah.
But I think you got to get that done right. I mean, I'm not at that stage yet, but I would never get a toupee. We know somebody at the stage who has a toupee.
You mean a rug.
A rug. Rich, when you see the rug, do you ever just want to really go, really? No. What happens if it's breezy outside?
Hope for the best.
Listen, people Bobby could do whatever they want to do for their own vanity. I'm not going to knock them. But that is the lazy man's version. You're not even putting it on straight. The thing's flopping all over the place. What are you doing?
What happens if you jump into the pool?
I don't think he's jumping.
No.
And I don't even know about the gene pool. I don't know if there's any pool.
Yeah, but that can't be pretty, because when he gets out, it probably looks like a wet otter is clung to the top of his head. That's not going to be good.
We love you, boss.
Sorry, dude.
All right, Rich, have you ever stuffed your pants?
No.
He has.
I never have.
I never have either.
Never had to, he said.
I just have never done it.
No, you have to. If you're going to say never had to, you got to say it in the very white voice. Never had to. Oh.
Yeah, whatever. He's a white guy. He had to, but he didn't. I didn't either. I'm not doing that. I'll just wear really tight pants so it looks much better.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm an unusual woman.
You are.
Yeah, I know I am. But that was never attracted to me, to see, you know, like all the bumps and wiggles.
What do you mean? You're looking at my bulge right now.
Yeah, I know.
Stop throwing dollars at me. I'm a $10 whore.
I'm sorry. I'm mesmerized.
So women don't like to see a big package?
See, I can't speak for all women because I'm an oddball.
You're going to have to. You're the only chick we have here.
No, you know, the butt, yeah, but I don't want to see all the stuff
up in the
front.
Would you like a guy who padded up his butt, like at the underwear with the extra padding?
No, a bony butt is no good. But little
bony butt?
Bony butt, flat butt. No butt is not good.
Rich, shake your butt. Let's see what you got.
Come here, stand up. Turn around. I got to see what's going on there.
Rich has to finish his sandwich first. He can only multitask so far.
No, but butt is good, but there's...
Butt is good.
But you're not...
Should be our slogan.
Butt is good. Well, remember once I had a slogan, show your jugs at mugs? Remember that show?
No.
That place, yeah.
I remember that place where I had to protect Joe Piccoli from getting beaten up by some chick with a chicken wing.
Oh, yeah.
I had to fight her off with a chicken wing.
Oh, yeah. He was jumping all over the booth. He was trying to keep himself. Yeah. Which one?
All right. So you did a little bit of this.
You know, some stuff like, well, I mean, I dye my hair, you know.
Yeah, but you can hide that.
That's called color enhancement.
Thank you. This is called nice and sleazy.
That's natural. That's natural, though.
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, yes, that is.
Oh, thank
all right, settle you. Down.
Oh,
you're perv.
I like that. Ooh.
Wait till we start talking about the little boys. Then you'll feel more comfortable.
No,
I'm not talking about the stuff like plastic surgery where you can hide. I'm about the stuff where if it actually works well, like if you get lifts, like I'm not a very tall person. If I got lifts... At some point, not when we're horizontal.
No, they won't notice.
But at some point, she's going to notice.
Well, you know, if it's subtle, unless they're like gigantic Tom Cruise lifts, no one.
He just jumps on a couch.
Well, he just wanted the height. That's all that
was
about.
You know what I get after shows from stupid people?
What?
People come to me and go, wow, you look much taller on stage. Because I'm on a stage, stupid.
I'm about 6 feet above you.
You are an idiot. Look much taller. Yeah, and you look much brighter before you started speaking. But I invite you all to come to my show so we can have dialogue and discourse. I almost said intercourse.
What kind of show is that again?
It's a donkey show.
I knew it.
Hosted by a jackass.
But
have you been with anybody who's ever done that?
I'm trying to think of it. Have I seen anybody put on some weird stuff like that? Not really, no. I mean, I never saw any, like, tube socks come flying out of pants or...
Come flying out.
Yeah,
I was with a flat-chested girl.
Uh-huh.
Like flat, like a, like a 10-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
But it always looked like she had a little something. Not a big something, a little. So I guess she had something.
Well,
but she was very thin.
No, but there are.
And very flat.
But there are miracle things that you can do. There are lots of kinds of bras and tapes. And I have seen engineering projects going on backstage.
NASA's screwed, but don't worry. We're still making bras.
Oh, yeah,
we're not flying to the moon anymore. But don't worry. Your breasts never look so good, sweetheart.
Thank you. Backstage in theater productions, there are all kinds of engineering marvels going on.
But you're not trying to get laid
on.
Backstage.
Speak for yourself.
Unless you're a gay guy trying to get with another gay guy.
Oh, no. I did a performance of Bessel La Whorehouse in Texas.
I bet you
and
did.
There was more going on backstage than there was on the stage. It was pandemonium.
Best little whorehouse in Texas?
Yes, it was.
Oh, was Rick Perry the pimp of that place? We have three whores. There's Philomena, Josephine, and stupid. Yeah. End it now, Rick Perry. It's over. You should kill your... Sarah Palin's looking at you going, really?
Yeah. It's like, stupid, write it on your hand.
Well, he doesn't have a teleprompter. No, he's got cards right in front of him.
I know, but I'm so, like she did.
Yeah, I know.
If you can't remember, write it on your hand. Didn't you ever take algebra? Didn't you ever have a final? Write it on your damn hand.
Stupid. Let me ask you a question. If you did do these things,
yeah.
Rich, I'll open this up to you, and anybody wants to call in, but you don't. You only call in when we're echoey. When we sound good, you don't want to talk to us. That's fine.
That's okay. I guess we're scary when it just sounds like
stereo. You know what,
Rich
and I talk about this all the time. Unless we say something so offensive, and
we will.
People don't want to call in. That's cool. You know, that's fine. To me, if I had like the hair, like the fake hair, mm-hmm. or the lifts, to me, the reveal... would be completely more stressful.
So humiliating.
Yeah, it's like, hey, now that I stooped you, what do you think of my head? Well, it stinks. You got arts and crafts on your head. Why don't you put glitter? At least the guy who does the comb over, at least we know what he's doing.
Yeah.
We know that's going to be waving in the wing like a little squig or whatever. That's cool.
And you know, that's a time-honored fix, too.
Yes,
the comb over.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that goes back years and years.
But I respect the comb over. It's the delusional, but it's natural.
Right. It's still yours. You're still working what's yours. You know, if I'm going to pull the girls up to under my chin with any kind of tape and, you know, modern Victoria's Secret's engineering, you know, like I was saying, those engineering projects, they make the Hoover Dam look like a Band-Aid. I mean, boom! I mean, there were flat-chested girls that were pulling bazooms out of every place. I saw this girl pull her belly up, and it was like,
ew,
into a corset. It was unbelievable. I wanted her.
If my toupee is working properly.
Yes.
Then at some point, she's going to grab my hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's going to be holding an Earth Mama muff in her hand. And that is going to be very awkward.
Earth Mama muff.
That is going to be... That got through.
Damn.
That is going to be very awkward. Oh, how did that happen? Hey, ma'am. Hey, sweetheart. I guess you've been pleasuring yourself because now you have the hairy palm. I mean, how do you explain... If my facade is working properly, it's going to get real awkward. Now, I got my rocks off, hopefully, because I work quickly. But, I mean, you're going to have to explain that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never understood the thing... Well, because I'm the odd woman and I'm not, like... attracted to staring at the package tightly stuck in there, like, you know,
I wish this was on
casing.
Podcast because she's like describing the package
with my hand.
Like huge water balloons. Like, the balls are just huge. That, like, it's an 85-year-old man's balls that have just been left out for the first time. They're dragging around and everything. Like it'd be like a 70s beanbag ball. That's how she's describing these huge balls. Enjoy your drive home.
I'm reaching my hands around the mic, and it looks like they're gigantically spaced apart. Two
lift
big
and separate.
Water balloons. No, you need. What do you need a ball bra for the ones I'm describing?
Now you're just grabbing one and you're shaking. That cannot be good. If you got one ball, do not want you grabbing and shaking. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Rich before the show. Well, you guys do, but you're not lowbrow, really.
Really? Yeah. No. That reminds me. Lance Armstrong ran in the New York City Marathon. Yeah, he did.
I bet he juiced for that, the son of a gun.
I bet he did. He had orange juice for breakfast. That's what we mean. Yeah, that's what we mean.
Really? That's the thing we're going to hide? We're talking about huge testicles.
I know.
Really? Okay.
Nice. Okay. But what I was saying is I never understood why guys felt that they had to stuff the front of their pants. Because, listen, they always go to ridiculous lengths. And you know?
Ridiculous
no,
length.
I mean, you know, how many
for a Jewish man, that's 6.5 inches. That'd be a ridiculous length.
How many pairs of sweat socks are you going to put in there? It looks like you're having a party in there.
Well, listen,
I'm not doing laundry.
I'm not doing laundry, so I got to put the dirty sweatpants somewhere.
No, it's scary. I mean, unless you, I know there's a lot of talk about this issue, but unless you're a size queen, if you've got an anaconda like that, there is nothing I can do for you. There's no place that can go.
There are
so
places
that, is
that
not
can
attractive.
Go.
No, there is no place.
You know what?
That
you
can
need
go.
To be a team player and adapt. You need to because you know what? Because if a woman, and we're gonna get to this,
okay,
is a little bit
flappy.
Okay. Now we'll go with that. Down there. Most guys are not turning the ship around and going, we're going home. We're going to do the job. We're going to talk about you behind your back. We're going to wonder about your past.
And there will be an echo.
There will. Your vajayjay's an echo chamber.
But wait,
we're not turning the car around and go. You know, we're going to park in that garage.
I hear
there
you.
Might be plenty of room left for another car to get in that garage.
Listen, but if you're trying to shove three cars into a one-car garage,
you
if
saw that movie
my...
too. I love that movie.
That was an awesome one.
Great movie.
But if you're trying to do that, there's only so much you can do. There's only so much Crisco in the whole supermarket. You know
Ew.
What I'm saying? I know. I
Crisco.
Yeah. You know, like buttering the sides of the door to shove something through. You never. Okay, yeah, I know.
Even her own here. I don't know. Just, I think that's a little too. I think
even
quite frankly,
Rich is terrified.
I think that's a little crass. I don't know why you think you could bring that to our show.
Oh, I know. I hit bottom there.
Speaking of crass.
Speaking of hitting bottom.
Speaking of hitting bottom. I think we hit that a couple months ago. Speaking of crass, sex ed is now being taught in the New York City schools, but they're not teaching like normal. Sex ed.
Yeah.
Not the type of sex ed we learn. They're talking about bestiality, threesomes.
Hello?
Oral treats.
Yeah. I would think with the pregnancy rate in the United States for underage girls.
Well, you're not going to get pregnant if you're doing bestiality.
No, you're not.
So
no.
I guess it is safe sex. Maybe not for the doggy or the kitty.
Yeah, but. I know. That poor lamb. There's just.
Cat lamb.
Yep.
Inside comedy.
Inside joke. And we're speaking of bestiality, too. Yeah, really inside joke. But besides, oh, I'm sorry, I got completely derailed by the idea of somebody molesting that poor lamb. Sorry.
This is bad. I feel so sheepish talking about this.
Oh, that's awful. Right. That's so bad.
There we go.
You should be talking about just the normal things.
The basics.
What
were some of the other things they were talking about? I mean, I know there was a lot of kinky stuff there.
I think you covered they were also talking about the back door.
They were talking about backdoor pleasures.
Yes.
They were talking about, like I said, oral treats. Listen, let's learn the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
And the protection. Should we be teaching this in the schools?
I really don't think so. First of all, if you're that young and you're that bored with the normal stuff,
11 year old kids, 11, 12, 13. They're really young. Listen. I think the children should learn it the way we learned it, on the streets and inaccurately.
That's right.
I mean, I don't need my teacher. I terrorized my sex ed teacher in college.
Oh, I bet.
Because, you think I'm a jackass now, people. You should have seen me in college before I had the filter of the FCC. So, I mean, our sex ed teacher in college, and I was way too immature for sex ed in college. I was having sex, but I was way too immature for it.
Not ready for the class.
So our teacher is like teacher thing. She's like talking about getting crabs. And I go, well, can you get it if you get in the ocean? I was like, be totally being a jerk and everything. And at one time, she was talking about, I think she was talking about manual stimulation.
Right.
No, she was talking about orgasms.
Okay.
She was talking about orgasms. And I go to her, well, can you demonstrate? And she went scurrying behind her little podium, turning beet red. Even she was embarrassed teaching this. And this was college kids.
Wow. But wait a minute. What I wanted to know is, when you're asking stupid things, like, can you get them in the ocean? Is she answering you earnestly, or is she going,
no, she answered.
Oh,
she,
no.
And I actually think you can get it in the ocean. Oh, there's phone calls. I wonder if it's people to shut us down.
Wait. You can get those crabs in the ocean?
You can get those crabs in the ocean. Rich, is
what?
Everything okay?
What? I mean, like, the so you can get a sand
we
got, crab.
Are we in trouble?
No, not yet.
All right, how do I take a phone? It's been so long. Put it through.
Oh, they're there.
Hello?
Caller.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Who's this? Caller.
I can't tell you, but I'm really getting a little excited about this conversation on the phone.
Well, we do what we can. Was it the talk of crabs? Was that a flashback for you?
The crabs, yes. That was actually my 10-year-old son told me that joke before I left the house today.
10-year-old son, it's a heckler.
I know.
No, it's not a heckler. Dude, I was supposed to come in. It's Walt.
Oh, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Walt.
Yeah,
sorry, man.
This is Walt's type of stuff, man. Walt is like a filthy animal on his show. I listen to him. It's funny. They do the show Into the Weekend on Fridays afternoons, and Lisa Ann, his partner, was out of town, so I guested to fill in with Walt, and she texted me in the middle of the show that I was supposed to keep Walt in line.
Oh, hey, yeah. No.
My reaction was, clearly you don't listen to my show.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. You know, I was going to come down. Had I known there was a woman in studio with you, actually I thought it was Rich, and then I listened a little bit longer, and I found out it wasn't Rich.
Wait, now, Rich is the ugliest woman we could have.
Hang on a second. I sound like Rich?
Yeah.
I'm worried
about it. Originally, but that was just a bad connection on my radio. On
what
my
does
phone.
She have to have in her mouth for her to sound like Rick?
Hey now.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that one tomorrow at noon, 12:05 to 1.
Really? You call in to do a plug, you whore? Fine.
No, I wouldn't plug my show. Why would I plug my show? I'm here to plug my comedy club.
There it is.
There it is. I knew it.
Go for it, Walt.
Yeah, we have this weekend over at Jester's Comedy Club over at the castle. You got to get over there, brother, one day.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm not there. Because somebody hasn't booked me.
It's not about the booking. I want you to come hang out and have a few drinks with me.
I'd love to hang out. But you know what's weird, Walt? The funny thing is, when your club goes on Saturday nights, I'm working!
Yeah, well, see how that works out?
Walt, I told you when we were in studio, we got to do a TBQ show. We got to do that. We got to have me, you, Curry, do a show. I'm sure the station will promote the heck out of it, just like they do everything. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. But we got to do a TV show. What?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We got to totally do that.
When is the world ending? Is it December 21st, 2012, right?
I think during this call, the world ended.
what's the girl's name that's with you?
Her name is Pip.
Pip Healy.
Pip? Is she going to be there?
Is Pip going to be where?
At the comedy club when we do the WTBQ night.
Absolutely. She used to be a comic until those cretins got a hold of her. She was actually very funny.
Oh, thank you. I'll be sitting at the bar chugging beers and laughing.
But she'll be there. She's funny.
Nothing like a girl there chugging beers at the bar, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's now, a pickup
the story
move,
of how I got married.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, you don't let your wife out. She's trying to figure out how to call 911.
That duct tape is really
just
helpful.
The last thing out there, it's Rodney Rainey, Tom McTiernan, and Chloe Hilliard tomorrow, 9 o'clock, not tomorrow, actually. It's Saturday night at 9 o'clock over at the castle.
You know, Walt, we finally don't have Mr. Plugmeister Joe Curry in studio. And you got to call in for a plug. Really?
There's going to be a plug no matter what
man.
We do.
I would have plugged it anyway, but you are a dirty, filthy whore.
All right, hey, anyway, listen, tomorrow.
I thought
tomorrow,
he was talking to me.
Hey, you're a Mets fan or a Yankees fan there, Devin?
I like winners. I'm a Yankee fan.
You're a Yankee fan. You know who's coming in the studio tomorrow?
Really? You're going to plug the show after you? Stop it.
The show after me.
Get out of here. Fine. You know what? I'll plug it. The show after him is a show for little leaguers. They got Howard Johnson, who hit like 40 home runs twice for the New York Mets. Fine, cool Met, whatever. What part of the '86 World Series? Here's the disconnect. It's a show about teaching kids how to hit. Howard Johnson could barely hit. Come on,
what?
We couldn't get Rafael Santana.
Maybe it's supposed to be the anti-lesson. This is what you don't do, kids.
You got anything else you want to plug, Walt?
Kevin Elster was busy yesterday.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Kevin Elster reference. No, Davin actually filled in very nicely last week, and we did. We had a pretty good show.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed? You know why? Because you toned it down.
I told him that, yes, I was very gentle. No, I just watch you and Rich do the dance on the board and everything. And you asked permission before the show. This was a conversation I had with Rich at 3:30. Rich, I'm going to be saying the word vagina a lot. I want to make sure it gets through. And Rich goes, okay, I don't see a problem with that. We just have a different relationship.
Yes, and
very clinical
wig.
Term.
What? Very clinical
it's a
term?
Very clinical term.
Rich actually had some other suggestions, one of which was to grab. Another one was what you might call a kitty cat. But I said, Rich, I love those suggestions, but you wouldn't let them through.
Yeah, Rich, anything Rich is going to go home and do tonight, he would not let through today.
Anything he's going to do tonight?
Yeah.
Sit at home and download porn?
What, are you kidding me? He's doing it now.
Why do you think that glass in the studio is so foggy?
You know why? That's so your face doesn't... forget it.
Oh, you know, it's to protect
you. You know, Walt, you tried to go for one too many.
Yeah,
I know.
That was my step up the lawn there.
Hey, you guys.
Well, anyway, listen. I just wanted to call in and say sorry I couldn't make it. I swear I'm gonna make it there one of these Thursdays and just go crazy with you guys.
I'll tell you what, Walt. There's nothing better than live plugs in person.
Yeah.
Like that, right?
Do we have a security system?
Well, actually,
here, Rich?
You are welcome into the den anytime. Walt's a lot of fun to riff and have fun with. So we welcome you, Walt, and we hope all our listeners check out Into the Weekend tomorrow at 12 o'clock on WTBQ.
Great show, brother. I was listening the whole time.
Tonight?
Yeah, well, I was listening off and on for about 8 minutes.
Well, that's all we could ask. You give us 8 minutes, we'll ruin your night.
And you liked
very
it.
Very busy.
And you liked it, thinking that everything I said was coming from Rich. That's scary.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Walt.
If I had to ask, and I don't know this answer, but if I had to ask you, Davin, mm-hmm. who does she look like famous that I could actually have a picture in my head right now?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, please.
She looks like Frank Truett. I don't know.
No.
Whose hair is longer?
What's the name of that woman in Little Mermaid, that character in Little Mermaid?
The evil witch?
Yeah, the she's looks like part octopus.
She looks like the witch from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best description.
Yeah. Come on, help me. Help
that's
me
what
out
she
a little
said.
Go. I got to add to my stank tank.
Well, you know, listen. You and Jerry Sandusky can enjoy animation and little children's things. Jerry man touched me.
I'm telling you, he's got a whole new meaning.
Oh, yes, he does.
That's crazy. All right, guys, listen, go. Have a good time, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, talk to you later, Walt.
Talk to you soon,
see
guys.
Ya.
Bye.
That was Walt from Into the Weekend. It is 7:04. You're listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM. No AM because it's dark out. WTBQ.com.
I just wanted to know how that duck got in here.
It's a Don Imus thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Number's 845-651-1110. We've been talking about sex, so Walt called in.
We were talking about bestiality and Walt called in.
Yeah.
That's the part that scares me the most.
So they actually gave these kids lesson plans.
I know.
Like they want them to like research condoms and stuff and everything.
I think everybody should research condoms, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I sell condoms after my comedy shows. You know this, right?
No, I didn't.
This is true. I actually designed my own condom. I sell them after the show.
Do you?
I came up with my own little logo, me and my wife, and we have our own little phrase. It says, "If you can't read this, I'm already in you."
That's awesome.
Well, because
this is your merch table.
This is my merch table. I sell condoms after the show. You can't read this, I'm already in you. Because I figure, you know what? Sometimes you need documentation.
It just happened. See?
So, yeah. So
told you I needed to go to Passion Loam.
So I thought we should come up with some of our own lesson plans.
I have some good ones.
Well, give me one of yours.
Well, I think that there should be a lubricants 101, what latex doesn't like.
What latex doesn't like?
And what she will.
Huh?
Lubricants. What latex doesn't like it, but what she will.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the comma.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, as a guy, I really don't care what she likes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry.
What he will. How about that? Now you're interested? Now,
Rich, bend over. I've been shopping and doing research.
Back to the Crisco.
I think you have to go. I think, you know, if you're you have to go into your father's laptop and browse his history and report what website you find.
That's a great report. There's a class, MapQuest, where stuff is. Where's the key to the Magic Kingdom?
Dude, you got to have adult guys doing that. I mean, come on.
And how to get your partner there?
How to get your partner there? Hire somebody else to do it. I'm not here to work that hard. Wham, bam. Good night.
Not even thank you.
Maybe I should take this class.
Maybe.
You must pair it with a partner and try 6 positions from the Kama Sutra.
Nice.
I figure at this age they're still flexible.
They might feel
at my age, you're going to pull something and not what you're trying to pull.
Please, see, I'm literally sitting here in the studio with a hot pad on my back because I put my back out.
You do have a heating pad.
I do have a heating pad.
Yeah, Neil, hit that. Hit that, Neil.
I'm too old.
Give her the bass drum. Make her want the snare. See, I can make anything dirty.
Hi-hat. Do the hi-hat.
I love the hi-hat.
The hi-hat. That's my favorite. Although that did put my back out.
That's. I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about a heating pad. But I think that there should be a whole section on birth control.
Okay.
Absolutely. First, yes, it can happen the first time.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. How about
the first time, it's not happening the first time, because when the girl finally says, I will, let's do this, it's over before the schmeckle is released, and it's really, wow, awesome.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure it happens to others. Well,
it doesn't happen the first time. Never happens the
first time. First time. Never. Her first time, not his first
time.
The
first time, you know what, you better buy Kleenex for the girl, because there's going to be a lot of crying and disappointment. I like my comedy act.
I haven't, but there's another lesson.
Okay.
It's called cover that baked potato with tin foil before the butter.
What? You should not put your baked potato in a microwave. You will kill the little spermies. That is wrong. You're gonna have little kids putting their junk in a microwave. What is wrong with you?
I was speaking euphemistically.
Sour creams are all over the place. You wonder what the
chives
are. That just doesn't make sense.
No. It's like, what is that?
This show is so wrong.
I know.
I don't give a crap.
And I guess this is one of the worst ones. Mm-hmm. Girl, throwing yourself down the stairs is only going to be an amusement park ride for that fetus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Just punch the biatch in the belly. What a great class, Pip. You're a saver.
Thank you. I like to serve the community. Not service the community like I once did. Serve the community.
See, you know what? The Republicans are right. We don't need Planned Parenthood. We just need all the boys taking soccer classes.
That'll keep them busy.
Kick your woman. I think everybody must rehearse their testimony against the sex ed teacher for a trial when she gets locked up for demonstrating the lessons of the week on little Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Here's oral treats. Come here. You look well endowed. Wow, you don't even have to wax. This is going to be a good time. Everybody's paying attention. Put away the camera phone, kids.
That's not what the endowment for the arts means, you
sick endowment for the arts.
Woman.
Well played,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
Thank you.
Now, the natural progression from this is now, because now the kids are learning it in school, an increased number of parents are letting their kids have sex in the hizzy, in the house.
Unbelievable.
Is this being a responsible parent?
No, I don't think so.
Would you allow it?
I don't want to hear it. I definitely do not want to hear it.
Give her a blanket to bite. We don't want to hear her screaming.
Damn. If I'm hearing my kid get more than me, I'm going to be pissed off.
Everybody's getting more than you.
No, the back. Check
my,
the back.
my mom bought me my first condoms.
Wow, that's very progressive.
And awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a girlfriend. My mom was much more hopeful of my abilities than I ever was. I probably still, and lifestyle condoms. Really, Mom? Yuck. Do you have to prove your Jewishness? Go spread. Get some Trojans. Really? Lifestyle? I know it has a pretty picture, but lifestyle, it's not even going to work. And my mom was so cool, but she's like, double wrap it. Really?
Oh, no.
Not a chance in hell. It is not getting double wrap. But I had my first girlfriend, the one where there was an intervention later on.
Oh, I see.
And we would do stuff in my room, but she wanted to remain a virgin.
Hello, what?
We would do stuff, but she wanted to remain a virgin. Except, and we had a very interesting relation. We were together like 5 years. So then, like, I finally left her.
Yeah.
Because she was crazy.
Yeah.
And
Scorpio.
So she starts. What was that?
I don't know. I was reenacting Scorpio. Wow! But it came out like a cat.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what Scorpion's
nice
noise is.
Anyway. So she starts seeing this other guy.
Right.
And this is when I'm starting to see my wife, Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes by my house, and she goes, I want to lose my virginity to you. You know what? You had that shot, baby.
Wow.
I said no.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. So she was seeing somebody else? Came around sniffing again?
Listen, you want the Jew daddy, I understand. Kicking it kosher style.
All right.
But yeah, my mom bought me the stuff. I could have her in my room. And this is when I was thinner, so we could fit in a twin-side bed. And I remember she would – it was weird because we could do it in my house. And I kind of think it's kind of irresponsible. Your kids are going to do it.
Yeah.
At least give them a safe place. But I remember there would be hand treats on my neighbor's front porch. Like sitting there. Cars driving by. But you're 15.
You're waving with the other hand.
I
Hello.
Wore a lot of sweatpants that summer.
Listen, I could totally understand that. Whatever you can get, you go for yours. Just be safe.
So was my mom wrong, or was she being a good parent?
No, you know what? I just heard from a lady at work, an acquaintance, who told me that when her son got to be about 16 years old, she bought him condoms. And she said, do not make me a grandmother. You will learn how to use this when the time comes. Do not make me a grandmother. I am too young. I can barely take care of you. I'm not taking care of your kids. But she said, you know, and I thought that was a really responsible. She said her friends were looking at her like, you are nuts. You're going to make him go out. It's not going to make him go out and look
I
for
sex. I think it's very awkward when your mom is the one giving you that. I mean,
yeah.
I think as a mom, it's really responsible and really
very.
Cool. I felt very uncomfortable with it.
Well, maybe she wanted you to feel uncomfortable, so every time you looked at those condoms, you were thinking of mom, and maybe you'd keep it in your pants for a couple more years.
Well played, mother.
Well hey, played. Your mother's no dope.
I think it's I think it's different if you have a boy or a girl. I know it's awful to say.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what? I love my daughter. She's taking martial arts and success martial arts because you know what? She's going to learn the twist and pull. I'm sure she's going to get up to that yellow belt. She will hold that wiener and she will show him.
She's going to make
it. Yeah, ever see Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Where Mula Ram rips out the heart and shows it to the little boy?
Yes.
That will be my daughter holding that pulsating penis in front of him. She will be protected.
He hopes that she'll be holding.
But I gotta be honest. If I had a boy, I'd probably be like, yeah, go get yours.
I know. It's such a double standard.
It is. I feel like a jerk. And I think it's the whole act of sex. Because one thing you're on the receiving end, so your body's being invaded. The other one is you're sticking a moving.
Yeah, it's actually true. There's a little bit more of a vulnerability part on the woman's part. My dad was like, he was Mr. Cool, but we didn't talk about sexual things. I mean, we would joke about sexual things. I mean,
as a father and daughter will.
You know what?
A little slap on the ass.
Hey, I haven't been to therapy this many years for nothing. But he was like a cool guy when I was a teenager. He was like, you know how the world works. My dad was a sailor. We would have.
Your dad was a sailor?
He was.
Was he a Viking?
He wishes. No.
I know he's wearing horns on his hat, but really.
That's not what that meant. Oh, God. Oh. Poor mom. But no, he had been in the Navy. So, you know, it's like.
Oh, so he's gay.
No. In the Navy, not that kind. I was going to divert, but no, we're not going to talk about the village people right now. We're talking about sex. I'll get confused. No, I'll get confused in a weird way. That Indian. Ooh. Dad would joke about stuff with me. Like, one time we walked into this Italian place and they had all these sausages, like sausages and pepperonis hanging from the ceiling. And he turns to me, I'm about 17. He goes, "Control yourself." I couldn't believe it. Oh, he was hysterical. And he was real liberal, but I mean, he didn't talk to me about, like, me having sex. I don't think that's something that he wanted to picture.
Look what happens when we have a bored guy who listens to the show.
That's incredible. I can't believe you're keeping up. I'm feeling really gay now. We're dancing around in the studio.
Rich, get your sweet ass in here. I want to lap dance.
Oh, I'm starting to think about all the sausages hanging from the ceiling again. And so is Devin.
Dance
oh,
in the car. Yeah. Gay Woo. Dance. Gay dance. Get your bell bottoms on.
Wave your hands in the air. Wave like you just don't care.
If you love semen, say, hey. Hey.
Oh, man. I knew a woman whose last name was Seaman. I'm like, really? I'm sorry that you might have some kind of familial pride about that, but you've got to change it when your name says something about conjugal visits.
It doesn't say anything about conjugal visits. It says she's a team player.
It says that she likes the Navy. She loves Seaman. Anyway, so anyway, this is...
Hack! Oh,
sorry. This, sail the seven seas in the Navy.
You can lay that penis on me in the Navy. That Rich didn't see that coming, but if he was in the Navy, he sure would have.
Oh! That's how you get in your eye.
I have a semen in my eye.
Get that naval officer out of there.
Sorry, Admiral. I didn't see your bars.
Oh, I saw the bar.
Oh, God, we make everything filthy.
I know.
Look what happens when Kyrie's not here.
Oh, I love to drive the show down into the gutter.
You do it.
I know, I do. So anyway, so my dad has this talk with me one day. We're in the car, and you know how, like, you can have those really heart-to-heart talks in the car because you're not looking at each other.
So usually right before I bury the victim.
You're sitting there side by side. And so he gives me this really heartwarming little speech about how, you know, when your time comes and I want it to be special, I want you to find somebody who's wonderful to you. And, you know, eventually that time will come. I was 21 years old. And he was being so nice about it. I was like, Dad, I hate to break it to you, but I'm not a virgin anymore. And he said, oh, thank God.
I was hoping you would be a whore. The way me and my mother raised you, we wanted you to be as loose as possible.
Loose in the
caboose. When we see you, we think of the 20s. We think of you as a flapper.
Oh, no. No flapping.
We were hoping you could be a sweet whore. We were hoping that you could be waiting down the pier, waiting for the ship to come in. Thank goodness.
To come in? Oh, my.
Thank goodness your morals are as loose as the rest of you.
It was such a bizarre
I never thought. Want to have that conversation with my daughter.
I know. But I think he felt sorry for me, like, oh, can't get a man. I'm like, little did he know.
Did he know, there's plenty of desperate men out there.
I was just being discreet.
It's amazing how you can get a man when you get them drunk and you have a rubber band and some popsicle sticks. You can do what you need to get done. Rich?
You know, those little popsicle sticks, every once in a while, have a splinter on them. There is no... Oh,
too much wood?
Yeah. That was...
How many times have I heard aw at the end of my wood?
Too many to count.
You are listening to WTBQ. It is Dr. Ruth's sex talk.
You take the little penis and you get the rubber band, not the thick rubber band, the little red rubber band, so it sticks out so you can see the penis. And and you get some wood, the jello pudding pop with the wood in the popsicle.
Wait a minute, how did Bill Crosby get in there? Cosby.
I took the popsicle stick. I don't know.
I don't know. It was a frightening transposition.
You know, sometimes we do really heartwarming shows.
Yeah,
this is not one of those nights.
No, it won't be. No, it absolutely won't be.
So now.
Yeah.
So you were about 21 at the time.
When we were having this discussion?
Yes,
yeah.
You were about 21. So now at, what was it, UCLA. I think, yeah, it's UCLA. No, it's Berkeley. I don't know, one of these stupid colleges. They're having co-ed dorms.
Mm.
And the reason they're doing it is for transgender students. Really?
Well, you know, I know. I can actually, to be serious for a second, now that...
Now's not the time for that.
I know, it probably isn't. But you know that... I don't remember the name of the kid, but the poor kid that was gay at Rutgers and they filmed him
having
sex.
Yeah, he was gay. He wasn't a transgender.
Yeah, I know. No, but I'm just saying, you know, anybody in the LGBTQ...
What?
Spectrum.
Lesbian, gay.
Lesbian, gay,
you
bi,
said TBQ.
Trans.
What does Susie have to do with this?
No, that's how it goes. It's LGBTQ now because they put...
You're listening to LGBTQ. If you want to get it on any way you like, you listen to WTBQ, Javin's Den, where we have the leopard skin and the bear skin rug.
Dude.
Yeah. Lesbian, gay, TBQ. Well, we're rich as in nipple clamps and assless chaps.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, Harry's not here.
Please, we were just listening to the Village People. Might as well be LGBTQ now.
Is, it's not even on the computer. Got it from his iPod.
Yeah, and he has it on there three different times.
Repeat.
Oh, repeat. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I got excited about it.
I understand.
Yeah, happens. So...